Some years ago, I remember reading a book by Raniero Cantalamessa. He was the Franciscan priest who had been preacher to the papal household since the time of John Paul II. And in it, he quotes Mother Teresa, where she speaks about prayer in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And she said, you come into the presence of Jesus and the Blessed Sacrament, and you're sitting there or you're kneeling there, simply gazing at him. But she said, that gaze is a two-way thing. As you gaze at him, he's gazing back at you. And not only is he gazing back at you, but he's gazing deep within. He sees what's going on in the depths of our being. He sees our joy, our peace, our happiness and contentment. He rejoices with us in that, but he sees more. He sees the turmoil, the confusion, the darkness, the fears, the anxieties. And he moves in there, he touches us with his healing power, and he makes us whole. And then she said, eventually, after that time of stillness and quiet, you get up and you go away. But she said, that gaze still continues. As you go out there, he's still gazing back at you and gazing within you, and you can continue to gaze back at him. And again, I find that very powerful. I remember when I read that for the first time, I decided I'd put it into practice. I was at home on holiday in Ireland. And I remember going home that night and going to bed and just reflecting on all of that. And if you like, I continued to gaze back to Jesus and the Blessed Sacrament, the church 2 miles away, realizing that he was still gazing back at me and gazing within me. And I felt at that stage that that distance of 2 miles, the houses, the roads, disappeared, and I was experiencing that close union with him. It is in the stillness and the silence and the listening and the gazing that we will experience that close union with Christ. In his letter to us, in the Joy of the Gospel, Pope Francis says, he speaks about gazing. He says, let ourselves be gazed upon by the Lord. He looks at us, and this is itself a way of praying. Do you let yourselves be gazed upon by the Lord? But how do you do this? You look at the tabernacle, and you let yourselves be looked at. It is simple. It's a bit boring. I fall asleep. Fall asleep then. Sleep. He is still looking at you. But know for sure that he is looking at you. This warms the heart, igniting the fire of friendship with the Lord, making you feel that he truly sees you, that he is close to you and loves you. I've been reading a book lately about priesthood and the Eucharist. And writing about the power of the Eucharist in his life, one priest wrote, the Eucharist is the center of my life. And I'd hope that that would be true, that every priest could say that, that the Eucharist is at the center of my life. I'd hope that every layperson, every Catholic, would say the same thing, that the Eucharist is the center of my life. And another priest called his daily hour before the Blessed Sacrament his daily radiation therapy. Again, I think that means a lot to me, radiation therapy. And that reminds me again of the Word of God. May your love be upon us, O Lord, as we place all our hope in you. And as I pray that, I believe that there is that great outpouring of God's love. That if you like, I'm soaking in God's love. That the rays of God's love are penetrating the very depths of my being. The radiation and that that is having a transforming effect. And then he quoted Fulton Sheen, "We become like that which we gaze upon. Looking into a sunset, the face takes on a golden glow. Looking at the Eucharistic Lord for an hour transforms the heart in a mysterious way. Enjoying the daily hour of radiation is my best investment of time." And Pope Benedict wrote, "Every great reform has in some way been linked to the rediscovery of the belief in the Lord's Eucharistic presence amongst his people. Look towards the Lord and be radiant. Let your faces not be abashed. It is in that time of stillness and silence and patient waiting in the presence of Jesus and the Blessed Sacrament that a transformation takes place in our lives. During our time of silent prayer, gazing at the Lord in the Eucharist, may we all be open to his presence, urging us to deepen our love for him and guiding us in such a way that we can indeed journey forward together in hope." Emphasize once again, everything must be rooted in prayer. And I appeal to you, make an effort, a special effort, to open those doors of our churches. And it's up to you to make sure that the Blessed Sacrament is exposed and that we are a praying diocese. And if we become a real praying diocese, putting the Eucharist at the center, we can expect great things. Because at the end of the day, it's all God's work.